Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14 to 20. The prophecy of Zephaniah 3, 14 to 20. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, "Cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more." My theme for reflection is the God who sings. The God who sings. Advent is a season of waiting, a time when the darkness of longing is pierced by the flickering light of hope. As we light candles yearning for the dawn of Christ's coming, Zephaniah 3:14 to 20 breaks through like a radiant sunrise after a long cold night, calling us to joy. "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart." Why this sudden eruption of jubilation in the midst of waiting? Zephaniah offers a profound vision of a God who is not distant or detached, but intimately present. This is a God who enters into our lives, not only to judge or forgive, but to restore, redeem, and renew. In this passage, we encounter three powerful images of God, each resonating with the heart of Advent and speaking to its enduring relevance. The first is the joyful Savior. Zephaniah declares that God has turned away judgment and is in the midst of his people, verse 15. This is no aloof deity watching from a distance. This is Emmanuel, God with us, a Savior who enters the messiness of human life to lift burdens, transform shame, and bring freedom. For Israel, it meant the end of exile and the dawn of redemption. For us, it is the promise of Christ who steps into the chaos of our lives, not to condemn, but to save. As theologian Jürgen Moltmann once said, "God weeps with us so that one day we may laugh with him." Advent reminds us that Christ's arrival is not just a historical event, but the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to set all things right. His presence turns despair into hope and sorrow into joy, assuring us that the King who came will come again to complete his work of renewal. And then secondly is the singing lover. One of the most beautiful and surprising images in Zephaniah is of a God who sings. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Verse 17. This is not quiet or reserved joy. It is an unrestrained celebration, like the joy of a bridegroom for his bride. God's delight in his people is not perfunctory, it is exuberant and overflowing. This image is transformative for a world weighed down by feelings of unworthiness. It reminds us that we are not merely forgiven but deeply cherished. God's love is not a burden, it is a delight. The same God who sang at creation's birth now sings over his people, rejoicing in their restoration and proclaiming their worth. Advent invites us to bask in this love, to remember that the God who rejoices over us is the same God who came to dwell among us in Christ. His birth was heralded as good news of great joy for all people, and that joy continues to echo through every moment of our lives. Thirdly, it's about the shepherd restorer. Zephaniah also portrays God as a shepherd who tenderly gathers the broken and forgotten. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise. Verse 19. This is an image of profound compassion. It speaks to anyone who has ever felt excluded, unseen, or burdened by life's struggles. God does not abandon the vulnerable. He lifts them up, restores their dignity, and brings them into a community of honor and belonging. Advent is not only about waiting, it is about restoration. It is the season when we are invited to trust in the God who searches for every lost sheep, heals every wound, and promises to make all things new. My dear friends, in a world filled with uncertainty, Zephaniah's vision speaks directly to the challenges of our time. Anxiety, division, and loss often cloud our days, but God's joy transcends our circumstances. It is not fleeting or conditional. It is rooted in His unchanging love and presence. This Advent, as we confront the brokenness around us and within us, we are invited to listen for God's song, a song of love, hope, and restoration. It is a melody that calls us to rejoice, not because life is without struggle, but because the God who sings over us is with us, transforming darkness into light and sorrow into unshakable joy. Let us open our hearts to His song and join in the chorus of joy, trusting in the God who saves, who sings, and who restores. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the image of God rejoicing over you with singing reshape the way you see yourself and your relationship with Him? Number two, in what ways can you bring joy and restoration to those who feel outcasts, broken, or burdened in your community this Advent season? Loving and joyful God, we thank You for the promise of Advent, for the assurance that You are with us in our waiting, and that You rejoice over us with gladness. Help us to hear Your song of love in the midst of life's trials, and to reflect that joy to the world around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.